8:33 here, Fremont's Morning Mix, as we continue on this Thursday. And this is the portion where we interview people and ask all the hard-hitting questions. Carla, with us this morning is Todd Hanson. So can I call you the organizer of the Fremont High School Athletic Hall of Fame?
You want, Chris. Okay. Yeah.
He's also with Metro Community College. Yeah, and nice to have you here.
Thanks, Chris. I kind of volunteered to be the chair of the Fremont High School Athletic Booster Club Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
They haven't had an induction since 2018. And so, like everything, you can blame it on COVID.
Sure, okay. Sure, yeah.
And
yeah,
so, yeah. Worked with the Booster Club, and then we formed a committee and went through a process of nominations. And it all comes to fruition this Saturday at 1:30 at the auditorium at Fremont High School.
Yeah, and this weekend is a celebration of championships, kind of, isn't it, at Fremont High?
You know, I don't know that.
I think that's part of
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's news to me, too. So I'm just worried about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my life right now.
So it's been, oh my gosh, 2018. It's been a while.
Correct. And so the class is a little bigger than normal, because we need to get caught up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I think we're going to look, maybe having one next year too, and I think we'll be caught up, and then do it every other year after that.
Good deal, good deal. Well, about how many folks this year then?
Well, I got about 10 individuals and two teams, if you want me to go over a brief.
Yeah, that'd
okay.
be great. Yeah, let's go through it.
The first one is Henry Hank Ron. He's a 1938 graduate, real interesting. I'm really looking forward to meet. His family lives in Colorado and Wyoming, and they're coming back for it.
Oh, that's cool.
And so,
yeah.
In high school, Hank won the gold medal in the shot put in 1937, got third in the discus. And then his senior year, he got the gold both in the shot put and discus and got third in the high jump.
Oh, wow.
And then it gets better.
Okay.
He went to Nebraska to play football, and he was a starting fullback in the 1941 Rose Bowl.
That's pretty cool.
Then he went to World War II and was a highly decorated airman in the
wow.
war. And so, and after he completed his service, he went to University of Wyoming, played football there. And then his personal accomplishments, he's in the Wyoming Coaches Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And then the Referee Hall of Fame.
Very
so
good.
So we're really looking forward to meeting Hank's family. The next one's 1977 grad, Ted Husar, as an athlete and a coach. And, you know, Ted went to state wrestling 3 years in a row. And his mm-hmm. senior year, he was state champion.
Wow.
And then he competed, and he also did football, was all conference. And then he did track and qualified for the state meet, and for probably 30 some years, his 4x1 relay had the school record.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and
that's
so, And then was a 3-year letter winner at UNO Wrestling when Coach Denny first got started.
Uh-huh.
And Ted was a Division II All-American.
Very good, yeah.
And then also for coaching, you would coach wrestling.
Yeah, I coached wrestling forever.
And football and Fremont soccer team. The only coach to lead to a Fremont soccer team to the state tournament.
Didn't know that part,
so,
yeah.
Next one is Rick Hollandick, a 1981 grad, and participated in cross country and track, but he's not really known for track. In his senior year, he got second in the high jump, second in the long jump, fifth in the triple jump, and that is his junior year. His senior year, he got second in the high jump, second in the long jump, and won the gold medal in the triple jump. And he scored 26 of the 66 team points, and that was Coach Applegate's first state championship.
Holy cow, yeah.
And then he also won the 1981 Junior Olympics AAU high jump.
Mm.
What's special about Rick, he's only 5'6".
Oh, my gosh.
So he's
a little springy.
Yeah, he is very springy.
All those jumps, man.
And then he went to UNO, participated in track and field, and was a two-time NCC conference champion in the high jump and was a Division II All-American in the high jump.
Very good.
And the next one is going to be Rob Kellogg.
Remember that name.
Rob is an 86 grad. He participated in wrestling, went to state wrestling twice and placed third his senior year. And then in track and field, he qualified for the state meet, got third in the discus, got sixth in the discus his senior year, and his team was state champion in 1986. Mm-hmm. Then in football, his team was state runner-up in 1986, but Rob was super team all-state in both the Lincoln and Omaha newspapers. Mm-hmm. Then participated in track and field and football at Northwest Missouri State. And then you got Alex Slam. Alex was a gold medal winner in track. I was a two-year mm-hmm. starter and letter winner in basketball and football, and then participating cross-country and track, and he was a national champion of distance medley relay in indoor track. Mm-hmm. And so then he has several academic awards that he won. Then you got Becky Beechler, still the state record holder in the shot put, and she's getting inducted, and she participated in track at UNL and at BYU. And Jocelyn Dalton Amur, very successful track career at Fremont. Her senior year was really special. She won 3 gold medals, and our team was state runner-up that year. And then she did cross country in her senior year. They won a state championship, and she was a gold medal winner state cross country. Then she had a great career in cross country and track at UNL, and she won several academic awards there too. Then Ryan Parr, another 2005 grad, had a very successful career in track at the state track meet, won some gold medals, and placed in several events, and did track and field at UNL and cross country. Mm-hmm. Then I'm reading off my phone, Chris. You got Matt Donahue, a 2007 grad.
Oh yeah,
and played basketball, football, and track, and was all state his senior year in football. Then his senior year in track, he got second to 100, second to 200, and won the all class gold in the 400. And got second in the high jump. They played football at Ohio U, and then he transferred to Nebraska and played for 1 year there. Mm-hmm. Then Coach Parks, a longtime coach at Fremont, and he coached basketball and mm-hmm. golf, and led the Tigers to several state tournaments in basketball, and his golf team also qualified for state. Mm-hmm. Then you got Wanda Sampson as a contributor.
Maybe
the number one Tiger fan, except for maybe Kevin Erlewine, are probably equal.
And
Wanda was a longtime business teacher at the high school, but she contributed with track, cross country, volleyball, girls basketball, and powerlifting. And then Melinda Worden, who was a long time assistant in the activities office, mm-hmm. who did her job during the day, but even at night and on the weekend, she was doing a lot of things.
Yeah, she was there.
Then there's two track teams are going to get inducted. 1977 track team. They didn't win a state championship, but their team, listen to this, they had the school record holder in the discus, the high jump. Larry Meyer went 7-1 in the high jump, the triple jump, long jump, pole vault, and that team also had the 4x1 record, school record.
So on paper,
those marks would still could win the state track meet today on mm-hmm. The field events. And Tony Wana, I think he won, he got first in Class A in the 400. Mm. And so it's been a lot of work. It's a lot of fun work. Really, I want to say special thanks to Sue Wilcoxon. She's been involved in every one they've done in the past, and Sue has helped me out a lot.
Oh, I bet.
And then Scott Anderson, the activities director at the high school, has been a lot of help. We're going to have the Tiger mascots are going to sing this Tiger Fight song.
We've
had students help with the PowerPoint for the present induction, and a student's going to take pictures, and then a lot of volunteers.
So this will all take place?
At the high school auditorium, 1:30 this Saturday.
Okay.
And then between the boys and girls game, I say around 5 o'clock on, they'll come out and be introduced to all the basketball fans.
Okay.
Then there's a social at the golf club mm-hmm. afterwards. And so, it's going to be a fun event. event, and I texted everybody last night, and knock on wood, there's no snow for Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
But as you talked earlier, though, with Mark Shepard, Carla said, you know, the snow's probably coming Monday night and Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be a fun event, and I encourage people just to come, and if they know anybody being inducted, it'd be nice just to tell them congratulations in person.
Oh, for sure. Or see the family and say something
there. We're going to give out plaques, and Rhonda and Jerry Kudowski bought all the plaques for everybody. And they donated that, and the Booster Club is paying for some food, and so
good deal.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, Todd, thank you. A lot of good information.
Thanks, Chris,
there. We appreciate it. We'll share that with everybody. Thank you.
Right, thanks.
Yeah, Todd Hansen. He's the organizer, or kind of like the guy that put it back all together here for the Fremont High School Athletic Hall of Fame, with a lot of help.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very